Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tanaga, or however you say their name.
Stream the show live on ESPNLincoln.com. Now, back to the show.
I drink a Boost for breakfast, an Ensure for dessert. Somebody order pancakes, I just sip the scissor. That right there could drive a sane man bizzer. Not to worry, Mr. Ace to the Idols back to Wizard. I hear you console my mom, or give a light support. Telling her son's own life support. And just imagine how my girl feel. On the plane, scared as hell that I got look like
Welcome back into Greg at the Hooks. Now that was fun.
That was awesome.
Still getting people tweeting in about all the teams they hate. This is great. I will tell you, it was fun growing up and playing against, like, I was at Papillion La Vista, and whether it was soccer or football or whatever it was, when we got to play Lincoln teams, especially Southeast, it was something special. It was something special, man. And it very rarely, we did yearly for soccer for sure, and then football on occasion. And
did you ever play Easton soccer?
Lincoln East?
Yeah.
Probably. I would think so, yeah.
I just know, like, you know, years ago.
They were very good. Yeah. This is a long time ago, though, bud.
I know.
I graduated in 99. So that would have been when that was, but yeah, no, there was, man, our state had some good soccer back then, but it was, it was fun. Football was fun, but, what was the guy's name? Ty something or other. I can't remember his name. He and I were like mortal enemies. He was at Lincoln Southeast. He went and played wide receiver at like Nevada or New Mexico or something like that. Ty Griffin. I don't remember. He was a hell of a freaking athlete. He was like my arch nemesis. Bro, this guy was like 6'3", all muscle, and I was like 5'10" and scrawny. If I weren't fast,
it'd been over.
It was bad.
Over.
Man. Welcome back into the show. We have a ton to get to. We will be talking a lot of Huskers with Dane Todd. Hey, last night we had a Thursday night game.
We did. Yes,
real
we did.
Quick. This kid Joe Burrow is a legit quarterback in the NFL.
Look, man. The kid's going to be really good.
If you guys watch that. So I was trying, I was having a discussion with my brother-in-law about Burrow, and just, I was trying to pinpoint who he reminds me of watching him play. To me, throwing the football wise, he reminds me a lot of Matt Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially young Matt Ryan. Because, like, Matt Ryan, I don't think Matt Ryan is ever going to get the respect and credit that he deserves for how good he's been, for how long he's been.
Mm-hmm.
If you look up his numbers, holy cow. Like, that guy, it's also maybe a byproduct of how good the quarterbacking has been over the last 15 years that he's been in the league. Because I don't know if Matt Ryan, other than maybe the year he got MVP and maybe a year or two around that, he was a top five quarterback. But Matt Ryan's been great for a really long time. And if Joe Burrow turns into a little more athletic version of Matt Ryan, because Matt Ryan didn't have the 40 time that Burrow does, and he never ran necessarily like Joe Burrow does, but that's who he reminds me of. He's got that slender, tall build. He stands in that pocket real tall, the way he throws, how he, you know, his throwing motion, almost there. And he's got a beautiful deep ball.
Yeah.
But that kid's got a lot of moxie for being a rookie in his second game, short week, primetime TV, and no preseason.
Yeah, I told you when I watched the game, I watched the whole game last night. There was a moment in that game, I can't remember, it was late in the third, the fourth quarter. But again, he was running for his life a lot last night because they were getting to him last night. But there was a moment in the game where I think it was like third and five, third and six. And he dropped back to pass, and the pocket's collapsing, and he made this little shifty, like, forward lunge, and it had about a half foot, it looked like, to slip, to get through. He just slides through, and he takes off for, like, 12 yards. You know? There's a lot of rookies in that situation that panic, that drop the ball, or whatever, right? But, man, the way he conducted himself within that environment, on all those things you just said was really impressive. I mean, and again, he's probably icing today. He threw the ball 61 times yesterday, like 37 to 61, something like that for like 320. Yeah.
From a fantasy football perspective, I'll say too, I wouldn't necessarily say he's a must start every week. He's not there, but just the opportunity. And then, by the way, he's got a coach that knows how to get guys open and knows how to have a nice passing game. And plus, his defense isn't great, so he's always going to be trying to come from behind. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have a lot of fantasy points out of Joe Burrow, and his future looks really good. He is a prospect, boy. I'll tell you that.
Yep.
I think Tua has a lot to live up to now, because obviously Tua was a guy that a lot of people said had he not been injured, he would have been the first pick.
Yep.
Although you did have a lot of teams that were kind of on one side or the other as to which of those two guys was the best quarterback in this class. It's possible both of them will be good. I'll still say, and this was part of our discussion yesterday, Tua, he reminds me of Matt Leinart. And I know two left-handed quarterbacks, lazy, whatever. Watch him throw. Watch his throw in motion. He doesn't have a lot of snap on his throws. And some of them, in the best way I've heard it put, are they're kind of lazy. Matt Leinart, if you go back and look at some of those amazing plays he made in college, throwing to his wide receivers, a lot of times when they were running up the sideline, they'd be catching it on their back hip as they were running up the sideline instead of out in front. And that's the difference between a touchdown in college and an interception in the pros. It's a huge difference. And that's why he never really put a lot of mustard on his throws. And that's why when he got to the pros, Matt Leinart struggled mightily, threw a lot of interceptions and just struggled. Tua, hopefully we'll see that he's got more zip to it and he throws a little more urgency on the ball, and then he'll be fine. I'm not saying throw it through people like Mike Vick used to.
Get it out in front of him.
But you just got to put a little mustard on that thing.
Yeah, so it's always interesting with me with these rookie quarterbacks that come in, especially from the high-profile colleges, because a lot of these, like Joe Burrow, Tua, they play with high-profile lines, high-profile receivers. They got them all. So it's interesting to me how they react when they get to the pros, when they have a subpar line or they have subpar receivers. I'll be interested to see if Tua can do what Burrow has done so far. And it's only been two games, right? It's only been two games. But you can see flashes of brilliance within Joe Burrow. Also, last night I thought was awesome is that, you talk about the coach and the offensive scheme. You have Joe Burrow. How many times do you see him go hurry up last night? Just because it's Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
And Joe Burrow is used to that. So they've got him comfortable in certain situations to be able to switch up the tempo because they have Joe Burrow.
Really quick, and I'm going to pull this up because I want to make a point. Because if you – will you pull up the Dolphins schedule?
I was just going to mention, if I'm the Dolphins, I'm starting Tua for that that national TV game next week.
Well, so here's my question for you guys, and this is why I bring this up. So – all right, so the Bengals just played their first two games, and of course, you have a quarterback who's looked really good, right?
Mm-hmm.
I am of the opinion that the Chargers are going to be a decent, team. I think they're a 6-win team somewhere in that neighborhood. They got a decent defense. Their offense, we've talked about it, they're kind of out of whack, in my opinion. That's why I asked you to pull this up. So the Dolphins, the Bengals. You have Los Angeles and Cleveland. Cleveland's defense has not played well. They got talent on it, but they're not playing up to that talent, although they have a good pass rush, and Burrow handled it well, okay? But here's what I think for the Bengals. You're at Philadelphia, Jacksonville, but then you got a stretch of games where you go at Baltimore, you go at Indianapolis, you'll play Cleveland at home against Tennessee, at Pittsburgh. That's the stretch where we find out about Joe Burrow.
Yep.
All right. Right now, he's playing well. Team's losing, but he's playing well. He looks good. You can see that he's going to be a good player.
But that's the
stretch where we really find out when he gets to play in those tough teams. Now, if I were to ask you, Bill Hooks, where is the stretch of games in Miami's schedule where he gets a Los Angeles and Cleveland back-to-back to get the play?
I'm going to tell you, folks.
It's week 10. Around the bye week?
It's week 10. It's the week before the bye week because their bye is 11. It's week 10.
Yeah,
look at
week 12. Yeah, but look at week 12. He gets he plays the same team on both sides.
That's what I'm saying. So that's the only time because you don't put him in now.
Rattle off. Tell me when you want to play Tua as a rookie coming off of an injury,
who
hasn't played since like whatever it was, week.
And also,
five of his senior year. Okay,
what stretch? Because I don't think you put him in for one. Because when you put him in,
he's
going
to be the starter. Read the schedule. Ready? Listen to the schedule.
So this week it's Buffalo.
Ouch.
Jacksonville.
Okay, there's the one that the national TV game. Okay. Now here's what but he gets to play after that.
After that, you get Seattle, San Francisco, Denver. By the way, four of those games are on the road. Jacksonville, San Fran, Denver, on the road.
Okay.
Okay. Then you get the Chargers, the Rams, the Cardinals. Then you get that week 10 where it's Jets, bye week, Jets, Cincinnati. But the finish isn't it. But then once he's in, the finish is crazy. Kansas City, New England, Las Vegas, Buffalo.
Jeez.
It's a tough schedule. There's a nice four games
with a bye in
trip there where he can kind of get his feet wet.
Could be at Cardinals.
But here's what I'm going to say. If you are a top 10 pick, or in this case, a very high pick for a team as a starting quarterback, if they believe in you, it shouldn't matter these teams you're playing. I think you could throw him in against a team with a defense like Jacksonville on national TV and then let him get his feet wet there. But then he's got to understand you got hell's coming. You know, you got some defenses coming. And by the way, he plays in a division that's got, he'll have to play New England twice. He's always going to have to play Buffalo twice. Mm-hmm. Buffalo's got a hard hit and really good defense. Deal with it. That's going to be for the first part of your career.
That's what's going to happen.
It'll eventually change, probably, but that's going to be, when Ben Roethlisberger got here, they didn't go, well, we can't play him against Baltimore too quickly.
Gotta take him out
like
there.
They just put him out there and said, let's go get him, kid. We believe in you. We traded up to get you. Let's do this. So I like where your head's at. I'm just saying that he's going to have a much tougher road than what Burrow has had to start his career.
Yes. Yeah.
But, hey, man, let him play this weekend. Let the Dolphins play this weekend, because it's actually a perfect scenario for him, too. You could let the Dolphins play this weekend as the backup quarterback. He could spend a lot of time scouting ahead to the game he's going to start. He gets an extra week jump. The team he's playing gets a shorter week to get ready for him. And then you go out there, hit the ground running, and then your second game, you get an extended amount of time to get ready for that. Mm-hmm. I like where your head's at there.
Yep.
And we know that Fitzmagic or Fitztragic or whatever he is not the future.
No. And a lot of that's going to depend on, too, what the Dolphins look like, too. The pressure will mount if they don't look very good in multiple games.
Sure.
That'll change the tone a lot.
I just think for a game that many people are not looking forward to, that would sure.
That'll change the tone a lot. But I mentioned this on the other side of the ball last night. Cleveland has the best 1-2 punch of running backs in the league.
Oh, for sure.
No doubt about
it.
And they utilize
them. Six backs, probably.
And they utilize them great last night.
Yeah.
I thought if that's the pace they're going to play at and things like that, and if those running backs can have the production that they had last night, then you're going to get exactly what you called last night. You're going to get the over-the-top to Odell Beckham for a touchdown.
Yeah.
If they are productive like that and they run the offense.
He had
those
him three
backs,
times for touchdowns.
Yes.
He hit him one time.
Yep.
Another time, Odell's jersey was full-on pulled back, and they didn't call any interference. And then another time, the pressure got there before he could get the ball out.
Yeah.
But Odell ran a great route to get open.
But if those guys do what they did last night, you got 124 from Chubb, you got 86 from Hunt, and I think they scored, what, four touchdowns between the four of them?
Yeah, they're going to have to get more out of Baker down the road here. But I think as that offense starts establishing its running game and the two-headed monster it has, I think Baker's going to get better, because I thought last night looked more like what I was expecting out of this offense than how it looked against the against the Ravens. The Ravens got out quick, and I think they had to get off script, and that's what you saw the first week. This looked a little more like a typical Minnesota Vikings offense is what it looked like, which is where this coach came from. I mean, think back to Diggs, touchdowns over the top, and then think back to Thielen, middle of the, 15 and in. Yep. That's what you had with Landry. The tight end was, ran some good routes and did some things.
Also, the backdoor cover, baby.
We don't even want to talk about it.
I know. We both were talking about how much garbage that is.
Hey, I didn't pick it.
Strictly garbage.
You did pick it.
No, but remember Elijah gave me the...
Oh, yeah, Elijah. See, and now he's going to think he's a genius for getting lucky on that.
I know.
That's just, yeah.
I won't give him too much credit.
That's sports gambling for you.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Let's take a quick break. I know what we're going to do. We're going to come back and get to movie time with Matt Quintero.